environmental thugs, the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. That's the way to tell them off. Telephone number 866-444-3478. We talk about organic gardening and landscaping and pest control. And we talk a lot about trees, and we're going to start off talking to Joan, who called right at the end of the last hour. And now we have plenty of time. Joan, listening on WGMD. What's going on?
Yes, thank you. Good morning to you. I'm so happy that I could talk to you. I had these three they were very cool. It was a great idea that I bought them. They are witch hazel trees,
mm-hmm.
and they get red flowers in the winter. They're about 4 feet tall, and they're very slow growing, though. That's the only thing. And right now, they're in full sun, very full sun, and they're getting all of these things that want to come out of the ground. I guess you would call them suckers.
Right.
And I don't know what to do. Should I let it grow, these suckers grow, or should I just try to do something else with these trees to get them to grow taller?
Well, I tend to like one trunk or very few trunks, so I tend to cut the suckers off. But you've got something really interesting going on here, Joan, and it may be similar to what I experienced. You say they have red flowers?
Yeah, they don't have a petal. They kind of have like, stringy looking flowers.
But they're red. Okay.
Yeah, they're red.
They are stringy. They're not little globs. They're string like.
Yes, string like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's unusual. Usually the flowers of witch hazel are yellow, and I was thinking maybe you got Persian ironwood just like I did, because they have red flowers in the spring, but they're not string-like. They're little clusters of things, and they tend to be real high up in the tree, and they form in the dead of the winter.
These do too, dead of the winter. But they were sold to me as witch hazel, hamamelius, I think it was
mm-hmm.
part of the name,
yeah,
hamamelius.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. Well, they can have red flowers. It's just more common that they're yellow. Anyway, what is the issue with the trees?
Well, when I bought them, I envisioned them growing taller as a screen.
Mm-hmm.
For my property near my driveway.
Uh-huh.
And now I've had them for 6 years, and they've only grown to 4 feet tall.
Okay. I tell you what we're going to do. If they're suckering, I want you to cut the suckers off. Cut the suckers off as soon as they start to pop up on the bottom of the plant. Both the ironwood, the related tree that I was telling you about that you could check out on our website and make sure that it's not ironwood instead of witch hazel, but the same techniques and the same thing I would recommend for both of them. If you have suckering from the base of the plant, that can be a common genetic situation, and it tends to be on these trees a little bit. But it'll be worse if the tree is too deep in the ground, if the flare is covered. So the next thing besides cutting the suckers off is I want you to very carefully rake the soil away from the base of these little witch hazel trees and get down to where the flare is dramatically exposed, moving out laterally.
And
if you do that, that will reduce the suckering probably by 50% or more, maybe by as much as 70 or 80%.
Oh, really?
And then
all
the energy will go into the top of the plant, and it will grow larger and be fuller and do what you want it to do. The other thing is we need to make sure we're using organic fertilizers and techniques rather than the synthetic stuff.
I don't use any synthetics at all anywhere. I'm totally organic. I bought the carrot Garrett juice you know, I really practice that organic.
Okay, good.
Growing.
Well, do that. Put some coffee grounds out around these little trees. They'll like that also. And
okay.
get that flare exposed. And I think you'll see them turn around as far as being very much more aggressive growing.
And
fill out for you a lot better from this point forward. And the best time to start that work is this afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, right away.
Okay. I have to wait for the remnants of the hurricane
that's
going through
here. I understand.
Here,
I understand. Yes, that'll be perfect timing, though, is when the moisture goes away and the soil dries out a little bit. That's a perfect time for you to be able to work that soil and get the soil away from the base.
Oh, that's true. That would be.
Yeah.
And another thing, the soil is sandy. It's because we're near the beach, you know. And when it dries out, it's like concrete.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't matter whether it's clay or sand. Having that flare exposed is the most important thing that you can do.
That's good.
When you use the Garrett juice in the future, especially while the plant is actively growing, be sure to spray the foliage and the stems and the trunk and the ground plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I can use Garrett juice also on any of my shrubs and
trees? Oh, you bet. Yeah, it's... You bet. I use it on all crops, even orchids in the house.
Oh, I did that. My orchids look great.
Yeah, good.
It's great stuff.
Well, send me a picture of your trees, and I'd like to see what you're doing there. A little before and after would be great on taking care of witch hazels.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to, and their open line is 866-444-3478. Jeffrey's been holding a long time. Rome, Georgia. Hi, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir. Hi, Mr. Howard.
How are you today?
I'm good. I have a place that it's kind of like a retreat in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And at that place, there is a plant that sits right by the base of a pine tree. And that plant, it kind of grows out, not in a vine way, but a weak stem. Maybe looks kind of like an ivory leaf.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it will make buds. And those buds will not come out until nighttime.
Huh.
They're kind of like not purple. What's that lesser name of purple?
Lilac or something like that is what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
Well, what does the leaf look like? Is it kind of large and a little bit fuzzy?
No. They're maybe a silver dollar size leaves, and then so is the bloom when it comes out at night.
Blooming at night. I probably ought to recognize what you're talking about, Jeffrey, but I'm drawing a blank. Is there any way you can take a picture with your camera and send me a photo?
Sure. Where do I send it?
Well, you can send it to the feature that's on the website called Ask Howard. That's the easiest way. Or you can send it to info, the address info@dirtdoctor.com. And I will get it identified for you, and we'll put it on Facebook and on the website because it sounds interesting. I'm not sure I know what it is, but I'm drawing a blank even if I do know what it is.
Well, it's just very strange. You know, when I first realized it was there and what was happening, I was kind of like, is this something that nobody knows about or never paid it, you know, noticed?
Yeah, this is the first time you've noticed it.
No, I've noticed it for a while. I just haven't ever gotten around to finding anybody to check it out.
Okay. Well, send me a photograph, and we'll solve this mystery, okay?
All right, sir.
All right. Thanks Jeffrey. Night. Appreciate it. And it's Margaret's turn in Centerville, Texas. Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Well, do you know anything about, it's either furry or fuzzy aphids that are, I thought it was like bits of lint. They're kind of a yellowish white that come in clouds through the air. I can't tell where they're coming from.
I'll be darned. Somebody called earlier, Margaret, with a similar question, and I thought it might be spiders since they were floating around in the air.
No, I know. The spiders are little strings of spider webs sometimes, and it's sort of like that. But this will be, I mean, the air is just filled with them.
Wow.
And when they come in contact, they either bite or sting. But they're definitely an insect that flies.
All right, hang on. Let's talk off the air about this a little bit. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Well, Margaret was the second person to call about this similar kind of an insect, and I've did a quick search and found out what the heck it is. I've never seen this before. I did a search for fuzzy floating aphids, like she suggested, and lo and behold, it comes up. It's woolly, it's Asian woolly hackberry aphids. She had mentioned to me off the air that somebody said that they are related to hackberries. I think the earlier caller said they were coming from some kind of tree, and I didn't remember if it was aphids or not. But it's just an aphid that's real fuzzy and white and does float around in the air and spreads that way. They cover cars parked near the trees, parts of houses, and have become the focus of frequently asked questions, it seems. It's interesting that I got two today and I haven't had any before. They float around in the air kind of like spiders do, you know, looking for a new place to land and to feed. And it says that the woolly hackberry aphid is known for producing a sticky substance that falls off the trees and covers cars and sidewalks. And the first caller this morning said that wherever they ended up, wherever they landed, they left a sticky residue. So that's what they are. It is Asian woolly hackberry aphids. This researcher here, USGA Extension Service in Floyd County, wherever that is. Well, it's Rome, so this may be Rome, Georgia, too. I'll be darned. No wonder. It's where the last call, one of the last calls came from. Let's see. He says there are no cost-effective ways of to completely getting rid of these aphids because it's hard to treat every tree they land on. But just as quick as they showed up, they'll be going away. I mentioned to Margaret off the air that if you need to kill them, you can spray with a soapy water is really all you need to do, you know, lemon joy soap and water or something like that. But it sounds like it's one of these insects that, you know, is a hit-and-run artist. You know, they're there and they're a little problem for a while and then they take off. But if they hang in there. It looks like they'd be pretty easy to control. Mystery solved. That's cool. I'm glad that was brought up today. Here's Alan, speaking of interesting questions, in White Right, Texas. Hi, Alan.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I saw you at the garden show yesterday and got your signature on your bug book there.
Oh, good. Thanks for coming. That was a fun event.
Yeah, it was. I got a piece of a rabbit's foot fern that's been in my family for a long time, and my sister gave me a piece just this week.
Okay.
And it's just in a paper napkin soaked in water with aluminum foil. I was wanting to know what size planter and what mix would you recommend to keep that thing going?
Well, I like, rather than perlite or sand or other propagating media, I like good organic potting soil. You know, the one that there's several on the market that don't have peat moss in them. The latest one I've seen, we visited with the people down in Conroe, is the Ladybug brand. So just a good potting soil. And keep it in the soil moist, but not overly wet, bright light, not direct sun. That would be really hard on them. And I don't think you need any rooting hormone or anything like that. If you use one of the organic potting soils, they're going to have compost and some nutrients in the mixture. I think that's really all you need.
I saw on the internet that they recommended the soil and the sand mix, and that's why I was calling, because I don't like that mix. And then they said to mist it every few days. Did you suggest misting it?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, because it's not going to have any roots right in the beginning, you know, to speak of. And I think that if you lightly mist every now and then, and if you have just a little bit of the Garrett juice mixture in the mix, that'll help stimulate growth and give a little foliar feeding to it, you know, going through the tissue. You have the part that looks like the rabbit's foot, the real hairy.
Yeah, it's got about six large fronds and two smaller ones, and probably about eight of the rabbit's foots.
Okay, good.
Attached to the piece.
Yeah, just get those rabbit's foot parts down, you know, touching the soil and staying moist. They'll eventually hang out of the pot, but to get it going, they should probably be inside. And misting the foliage and those rabbit's feet would be a good idea. But don't make it very strong. Make it, you know, at the most half as strong as you normally would make it, and maybe even less than that, about a third of the strength would be probably a good idea.
So would you use that for a regular fertilization on it?
Yeah, I sure would. I'd foliar feed with it and put it in the soil also.
Okay, the base that you gave me is about half the size of your palm. Would you use like a 6-inch pot or 8-inch?
Yeah,
pot?
Just start in a whatever pot it'll fit in, and then you can move it to a bigger one later. Or if you want to start it in a larger one, that's fine too. Either one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'd be better, because I don't like pulling plants out and redoing.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, take some pictures, do a little before and after. This would be a good case study to show people.
All right, thanks, host.
I appreciate the call.
All right, later.
Talk to you later. And we got an open line for you at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I am the Dirt Doctor. You can get information about our online course, the Natural Organic Certification course, right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's for homeowners, and it's for professionals both.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40-50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite book store or garden center.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right. Had to get a little herb tea there. Still enjoying it. The people we had holding dropped off, so there's open lines wide open for you if you want to jump on here all of a sudden at 866-444-3478. One of the things that is interesting at this time of the year is that it's such a beautiful time to garden, but there's so many other things going on, you know, football, school, the state fair if you're in Texas, and all kinds of events, but you really need to get out. Bob Webster and I were talking about this on his show yesterday. I visit with him every Saturday. So many things can be planted right now, landscaping wise. All the permanent herbs can go in. You can get your herb garden started. The tender things, you know, that would freeze, not the time for things like basil and that, but the permanent things, you know, like rosemary and salad burnet and a lot of the sages, and, you know, the list goes on and on. It's a great time to plant garlic. It's the perfect time to plant garlic, as a matter of fact. And also garlic and onion chives can go in. Some people like to plant their onions this early. Some people wait until February and do the transplants. But all the cool season things, you know, the leafy greens, the mustard greens and all the other greens like that. One of my favorite greens to plant, if you want to try something new, is the Swiss chard is not new. That's one that we talk about all the time. But sugar beets, what I was trying to think of, from seed, if you want a delicious green, and it's really out of the ordinary, plant sugar beets. Getting some that aren't treated is a little tricky. But if you plant the seed right now, you will end up having great big tubers of sugar beets, which you can grind up, makes a good ingredient for the compost and the soil. It's a good sugar source, obviously. But the greens are just fantastic, as are, you know, mustard greens and turnip greens and all those kinds of things. But, of course, broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and all those kinds of things can go in for a lot of people and just have a lot of fun doing your gardening in the winter. So, and it's so pleasurable. It's such a, you know, it's so comfortable to be outside working in the garden at this time of the year. It's, I know it's tough. There's a lot of other things to do. It's a great time to play golf because of the great weather. It's a great time to travel and do a lot of things, but try to rat hole some time so that you can take advantage of this wonderful, wonderful gardening season. And for a lot of you listening across the south and even north of where we are here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're actually going to be having successful gardening in a lot of cases all through the winter. Just doesn't happen when we get some really dramatically cold weather that pops up from time to time. Let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Sylvia next. Hello, Sylvia.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I have a tree bush, a loquat that I purchased in Tomball, Texas, when I was visiting my daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a copper-tone variety. It says plant in partial sun,
mm-hmm.
Already to zone 8. I haven't planted it yet because I have my doubts that I have a place that is partial sun.
Okay. I've got one myself, one of those copper tone loquats, and I have it where it gets pretty much full sun all day long, so I don't think I'd worry about that.
Okay, because I thought, should I take it back to Tomball and plant it in her yard, or should I keep it? You know, how winter hardy? It says hardy to zone 8.
Yeah, it's fine where
okay,
you are.
Fine.
That's no problem at all. If you can plant it where it will get some shade in the afternoon when, uh-huh. you know, it's the hottest, that'd probably uh-huh. be good. But my experience with the plant, it's the first one I've ever grown, and I've had it now for probably 4 or 5 years. At least, and it's doing fine getting direct sunlight on it. No problem at all.
Okay. Should it be south exposure or north exposure?
If you could give it morning sun and then it start getting some shade, let's say 2 o'clock on, 3 o'clock on, that'd probably be ideal. But if it's in the full sun, I see that plant growing in full sun. That ain't trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a fig tree that died in the middle of my yard, just suddenly died and withered.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had a grove infestation, and I, not that I like to do this, but I put some chemicals down, you know, killed the grubs out. I don't know if that killed my fig tree or...
Well, it could have. I don't think grub worms would take a fig out anyway. And if you do have grub worm problems, next time use beneficial nematodes. They'll do the job. But a fig tree, the main thing that I see cause fig trees to go out is either too much or too little water. So be careful about the fact that they can be in the ground too deep, and if they are that, they can be overwatered. And if they're at the right height and you've got really good drainage and everything and you let the fig dry out, it doesn't like that condition either.
I bet it was too little water.
Yeah, they definitely need moisture. So
okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about this loquat tree?
And stay away from the chemical stuff next time.
Okay, I will. I never do that. I just was desperate. I thought, I can't lose my whole yard.
And what was the other question you had there?
Well, the loquat tree, it's going to take some moisture when it first gets started, correct?
Yeah, you just, this time of the year, maybe a little water once a week. You know, when it's cool temperature like we're having now, the moisture will stay in the ground for a good long time. Get a probe, take an old golf club, and saw the head off of it with a hacksaw or something, and use that as a probe. And you can tell just by the feel whether the moisture is there or not. And if it needs some water, give it some more water.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll do it. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
The call. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Ben, the Woodlands, Texas. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. What are you doing?
Well, I got these little, they're weeds, but they grow like little trees in the yard. And, I mean, they hurt to step on. And I can't seem to get rid of them. You gotta pull them out, and the roots are as tall as they are, and they go straight down.
Are they kind of turning black when they die out, a real dark color?
The dang things don't seem to die.
Do they have white flowers?
No, sir. It's just a green. It looks like a little tree. I mean, even the stem of it almost gets like a dark colored bark on it.
Yeah, that's why I thought it might be roadside aster. But roadside aster would probably have some little white flowers on it right now. And when the foliage dies, it's kind of a black. It gives a black color to the remaining plants.
Well, it kills out the grass all around it, and they just keep popping up.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how can I get rid of them things? Besides pull them out by hand.
Well, if I knew what it was, I could help a little bit more. You can spot spray with vinegar, the vinegar herbicides, if they're still having green foliage.
Will that kill the grass also?
It will. You have to spot spray. There is a selective herbicide that you might try. It might work pretty well, as a matter of fact, and it's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. Agrilon Crabgrass Killer.
AG. I was looking at that yesterday.
Okay. The way you use it is you wet the whole area down, the whole turf area, and then you dust the stuff out. That's the tricky part. You need it best if you dust it out real fine instead of putting it out clumpy. And the container it comes in has a porous lid, but it's a little bit too the holes are a little bit too big. And we've talked to the owner about it, and he keeps trying to come up with a better way to do it, but use some kind of a sifter or a puffer, you know, like a turkey baster or something like that, so it puffs it out real fine, dusting across the area, and it will kill the weeds and not hurt your turf grass.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I'll give that a try. I appreciate it.
Let me know how it works.
Thank you.
Sounded an awful lot like roadside aster because they definitely look like little trees, and it would work on roadside aster. It worked on the false strawberry in my backyard, and that's a tough weed, and it killed it out and worked there very well. Here's Christine in Grand Prairie, Texas. Hi, Christine.
Hi there. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you.
So I have a peppercorn plant that we bought and planted, and it's been doing pretty well in the garden over the summer. But I know it's a plant that I think cannot winter over the winter here in Texas outdoors. So I was wondering what about timing, when I need to bring it in, when I need to transplant it and keep it in the house over the summer, or the winter, sorry.
Okay, this is the true black pepper plant is what you have?
Sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's a cool plant. I've got one. In fact, I've got several now, and I'll tell you this, that I bring it in the winter as soon as we're going to have a hard frost. It can take a light frost or some cold weather, but a real, real heavy freeze would probably do it in if it's in a container. But I'll tell you this, I've got it growing outside now. It has escaped the pot and started growing in the beds, and it's been living outside now for about 5 or 6 years. In a couple of places. I don't think I'd buy a bunch of it and plant it that way on purpose, but the point is that the true black pepper plant is a little more hardy than I think a lot of people realize.
So if there's a light frost, I could maybe cover it with a frost blanket?
Yep, frost cover protect it without any trouble. Now, I will tell you this also, mine has never flowered.
Okay.
I've never had any fruit. But I've got it in a real shady situation. It probably needs a lot more sun than I'm giving it. But it's a pretty plant. It's nice. It's really pretty in a hanging basket. It does well there too. Yeah, it hangs down real beautifully. And like I said, where it hangs down and touches the soil, it'll root pretty easily. And you can get more of it started if you want to. Give it away as gifts. It's kind of a good little conversation piece. Here's a black pepper plant, because a lot of people don't realize where pepper comes from.
Right. Well, that was our initial thing. Well, that's really cool. It'd be fun to grow and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'd like it to continue if I can.
Yeah, put it out in full sun as much as you can, and maybe you'll do better than I have done and get some flowering and some peppercorns.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Talk to you later. Let's go to talk to Neil, listening on K-Sky 660, The Answer. And for Neil, I'm rushing things here. Can you wait through this break for me?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I'll be back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and that may take us through the end of the show, but if maybe one more caller wants to get in here, 866-444-3478.
EXO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try EXO Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for EXO Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying EXO Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Today's health tip from Real Time Pain Relief is about aloe vera, and it's one of my favorite things for sure. You can do a lot with aloe vera. Foot care, for example, is great for itchy, burning, calluses, things like that. It can also help with muscle soreness, aches and pains. Really good, soaks in and helps a lot with that. Wrinkled skin care, wrinkles and skin care. One of the things aloe vera does is help keep your skin smoother. I think that's one of the well-kept secrets about aloe vera. It really helps the skin from aging and getting wrinkled. So give that a try. Use it on a regular basis for that. And burn and wound healer, of course. When you get burned, putting aloe vera on there, if you do it quickly, it won't hurt as much. The pain will go away almost immediately. And generally speaking, you won't even have a scar left over when you use aloe vera. And for topical pain relief in general, that's why one of the reasons I recommend real-time pain relief so much, because it contains aloe vera. It's non-greasy, contains no harmful chemicals. And if you haven't tried it yet, I got a deal for you. Free $10 tube with your first purchase. You can go to your favorite store, or you can call 1-877-787-7180. Or you can go to their website, which is rtpr.com. RTPR for Real Time Pain Relief. That telephone number again, 877-787-7180, or rtpr.com. All righty, as promised, here's Neil in Fort Worth. What can we do for you, Neil?
Well, I want to tell you, I'm sitting in my backyard and everything is so beautiful and blooming and wonderful out here. You probably need an outdoor studio.
That would be good, especially with this weather. It's hard to beat. October is always my favorite month of the year, I tell you.
Mine too. Okay, so I've got a property down in the southern end of Navarro County. It's that rolling plains country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 140 acres. And for at least the last 10 years or so, I've been strictly organic on it. The previous regime was chemical.
Okay.
I've got two issues that I need to try to figure out long term. The first is, the most pressing is, for the last couple of years, I've had those I think, newly introduced weeds coming in. They're a yellow bloom, and they've got thorns, and they make the little cigar-shaped seeds, the black, shiny seeds. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a legume of some kind, and I can see it, but I don't know exactly what the name is, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I mean, what do I do?
competition. One of the things that we talked about earlier on with a couple of different callers is this great and inexpensive first step of getting the tree care companies that are working anywhere near you to dump the ground-up tree trimmings on your property. There's nothing that for the price will increase the health of the soil better than that. And what you want to do is get some of the six tall native grasses going and set up some competition for those things that you don't want to have.
Well, I think it's largely the native blue stem that's in there now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This property, you know, I've been on it for probably 50 years, and I don't think anybody's ever overseeded with anything.
Well, that's good. Blue stem is good. The other ones would be Indian grass, buffalo grass is good, side oats, grandma is good, you know, all those kind of things, introducing some of those.
Okay.
And using the tree trimmings, I can't overemphasize how not only is it cost effective, you know, to get a truckload of tree trimmings given to you,
Yeah. But
it just does a fantastic job. If you broadcast it out, especially on the bare areas and especially in those places where you've got the invasive species coming in, competition from the natives and the things that you want is the best weed control there is. Now, you can chop some of the bad stuff out. You can spray as they come back with vinegar sprays. You can even use corn gluten meal in the spring, you know, before germination happens, and get a lot of great control. But nothing as good as getting that mulch put out on the property.
Okay. Well, it was just shocking to me. I was down there last weekend. I try to avoid it during the summertime, the older I get. But I drove a gator in there, and that stuff and the native grasses were over my head.
Oh, cool.
Couldn't even see the pasture road.
Well, now, don't let them get too tall and stay too tall. You need to mow all that stuff down at least once a year.
Okay.
Or you'll get oxidation. You'll get, instead of it decaying and rotting and, you know, completing the cycle that we want to have, what happens is the unmowed or ungrazed grasses will just turn gray and fall over and oxidize. They won't rot and decay and create microbial activity. They'll actually do damage.
Well, what I thought was maybe mowing them in the springtime would be better so that they didn't have a chance to make more seed.
That's not bad. Just make sure you do it once a year. And having it go all through the winter real big sometimes can be a problem. So maybe you want to do it in the fall this time, and then long-term a spring or early summer mowing.
Okay.
All right.
I've got a mesquite question, too, if you have time.
Hang on. I'll talk to you off there, okay? I got to ease out of here.
All right.
And, Bill, hang on. I'll answer your question real quick, too. I've enjoyed being with you today very much, folks. A lot of good questions, a lot of variety. Stumped me a couple of times. I like that. Learned a couple of new things. This floating aphid is one of the most interesting things that came up. Go to DirtDoctor.com during the week to get your questions answered. Check out our natural organic certification course. And, of course, enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you next time.